Oh, hey there, neighbor. Look at you run. Oh, man, it's like the hottest day of the year, and you're out here training for your marathon. Wow, I definitely admire that. Oh, I'm just tending to a few of these roses I have here in my garden. Also, nice to see you running without a shirt on. Jeez, you're keeping the neighborhood happy, huh? So you got your big marathon this weekend, right? Are you nervous about it, or do you think you got it in the bag? Oh, that's great to hear. You're so confident about it. You're sweating so much. Whoa, hey, are you okay? This heat is a lot to handle. You're looking a little woozy and unsteady there. Here, put your arm around my shoulder. Why don't you come in and cool off a little bit? Yeah, I'll get you a glass of water. Yeah, I think you're pushing it too hard. Come on. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Come on in. It's not a big deal. You lay down on the couch here. I'm going to get you a glass of water. Oh, here you go. Drink this. Relax. I got the AC blasting. God, I can't believe you were running out there in that heat. That's a little bit too much dedication. Yeah, you have to be careful when you train that hard. Know your limits, you know? No, you just rest here. Don't worry about it. I got this nice cool towel to put on your forehead, too. There you go. Just take deep breaths. Are you starting to feel better? Good. Good. Yeah, I was worried about you. It's nice having you as a new neighbor, by the way. Yeah. We get to talk whenever you have your runs. It's been something I look forward to. Maybe I time my gardening sessions around your runs, too, so I can see you. It's been nice. I'm in this big house all by myself, kids away to college, and none of the other ladies really want to talk with me anymore or invite me to lunch. It's been really frustrating, but having you around has been really refreshing. Plus, you're not too bad on the eyes. I mean, that's why you run and work out, right? You want some admiration for that? Yeah? Well, I appreciate the eye candy. There's that smile. Looks like you're feeling a lot better. Good. I'm glad. I'm happy to take care of you. Of course. You can stay on this couch as long as you'd like. Have a little rest. Is there anything I can do to help you relax? Oh, you were working out your upper body yesterday and you're sore? Sure, I'd be happy to give you a little massage. Here, give me your hand. I can start there. Does that feel good on your wrist? Good. Oh, you want to return the favor someday? I may let you. Let's just do one massage at a time. You get to go first since you're the one in distress. There we go. I can see you're relaxed now. Good. And you feel cooler too. You were burning up. Almost felt like you had a fever. Hey, I was wondering, maybe after you have your marathon, you'd like to come over for dinner sometime. Yeah, would you like that? Great. Yeah, I was growing some zucchini in my garden, and I have a lot of it, so I thought I could cook some up and share it with you. Does that sound good? Good. Oh, I didn't even ask. Do you have, like, a girlfriend or anything? I wouldn't want to, like, make things weird. Oh, you're single. Okay. That's good. And while I was rubbing your hand, I noticed you don't even have a wedding ring, so. Is that why I rubbed your hand? Maybe. I don't know. Don't call me out. No, I think you're very attractive. And I haven't dated anyone in a very, very long time. I've been married for 20 years. Like, I don't know how to date. And you're definitely my type. And I do not want to download a dating app. Are you on the dating apps? Oh, God. Is it terrible? It is. I just couldn't even imagine. I just like dating the old-fashioned way, meeting a friend or someone out in the library, striking up a conversation, or a cute neighbor like you. I know that it wasn't a great experience, but I'm kind of glad that you had a bit of heat exhaustion. That's bad to say, I know, I'm sorry. But you're fine now, so I can say it. It's really fun seeing you on my couch, and I'm just like imagining you other places in my house. But I don't want to get you too worked up. And we still need to go on a date first. I am a lady after all. Yeah. Oh, you're not leaving this house without my number. Do you like older women? Have you dated an old woman before? You prefer them? Oh. Yeah, I guess that's true. I do know what I'm looking for, and I don't really want to waste my time. And you're such a gentleman. You're so sweet and kind. Mm-hmm. Waiting for me to make the first moves, huh? Yeah, well, I don't mind doing that. I'm glad you don't mind me being forward. Yeah, you might want to take another sip of water. Maybe even a cold shower. I know I'll be taking one. Because it's so hot out. Yeah, that's right. What? What is it? You think I'm beautiful? Oh my God, you're making me blush. I haven't heard that in a long time. Well, thank you. I try to look extra cute when you run by. Put those tight yoga pants on. Cute tank top. Do you like it? Oh, you like all of my outfits. It's nice to feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Would it be too forward of me if I asked to give you a kiss? I know we haven't even gone on our official date yet, but it just feels right in the moment. Okay, good. Just a peck. I mean, I gotta keep you wanting some more, right? I'm trying to be good and a lady. A sweet peck doesn't hurt anything, right? Here, sit up. Let's see if you're feeling better. Maybe even stand up. Are you steady? Yeah. Here, hold my hands. Okay, you look good. You look much better than you were before. Yeah, you definitely do. Maybe we should have that date tonight. Yeah. Go home, get showered up, and then I'll get started on dinner, and I'll leave the door unlocked, and you can just come on in. You know, I like you enough. I think that could be a fun arrangement for us. I just leave my door unlocked just in case you get exhausted again, and you can come in and get yourself a glass of water and quench that thirst of yours. Anytime. I'd love to take care of you again. Yeah. On your way and hurry back, okay? Okay, I'll see you soon. Bye, cutie. Well, there he is, just coming through my front door like he owns the place. Hi. Oh. Fuck yeah. No, just fucking go for it. Please. I haven't been with someone like this in so long. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've been waiting for you to kiss me like this. Oh, let me kiss down your neck. Sexy fucking body. I want it. I'm so fucking horny for you. Now I have dinner warming in the stove. I'll see you after, okay? Yeah. Take your clothes off. Oh, show me everything. Yeah, strip for me. Oh, fuck, your body is perfect. Come here. Take off my clothes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Will you just pick me up and carry me to my bed? Oh. Yes, please. Oh, fuck, you're so strong. Oh, fuck, let me see that cock. Yeah, let me see it. Oh, it's so fucking perfect. Fuck yes. I want you to fuck my face. Yeah, fucking use me, please. I'm gonna lie down. I want you to come and straddle me and fuck my face. Yeah, straddle my chest and fuck it. Yeah, I'm your hot little MILF. I'm all fucking yours, baby. Use me. Yeah, I'm rubbing that little clit. Yeah. I'm so fucking wet for you. Keep fucking my face. Come on. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I haven't been fucked in years. You need to fuck me right now. Yeah. Oh, push my knees up to my face. Yeah, just bend me in half and fucking rail me. I need it. Yeah, fucking need it. Oh, drive that cock inside of me so fucking deep. Oh, come and fuck me. Fuck this hot little MILF. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Oh, you're a good fucker. Yeah, use that strong tone body like a fucking toy. Yeah, fucking jackhammer into this fucking pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, so good. Oh, your dick feels so fucking good. I know, I'm so tight. I haven't been fucked in so long. Fuck me. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, make the little fucking milf pussy squirt all over your dick. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you made me come so fucking hard. Oh, oh, I needed that so badly. You're so fucking hot. You turned me on so much. Look how fucking quickly I came. Oh, my God. Come here. Oh, come and kiss me. Oh, don't pull your dick out yet. It feels so good. Just keep it inside of me. Yeah, I've only ever been with my husband before. You're the second guy I've only been with. Oh, God, I would just fantasize about you all the time. Look at you out my window and rub my clit, finger myself. I'd come so fast. It's no surprise I'd come so quickly as soon as you fucked me. Oh, God. Will you keep fucking me? Yeah, just nice and slow like that. Oh, I know I'm so wet for you. Oh. I know you didn't even get to come. I came so fast. You want to come inside of my pussy? I have a secret to tell you. One of the reasons my husband and I divorced was because he didn't want another kid. I really wanted one. Oh, would she put another baby inside of me? Yeah. Would you breed this tight little milf pussy, please? Would you please fucking breed me? Yeah. Oh, you'll have to move in with me. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah, breed that little milf pussy. Yeah, give me another baby. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, empty all that fucking cum inside of me. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for giving me everything I fucking need. And this pussy feels so good. Oh. Thank you. Just hold me. Keep your cock inside of me. Yeah. So fucking good. You're so perfect. Thank you. Give this hot fucking sexy milf what she needs. Another baby by you. Yeah, keep that cum inside of me. And if it doesn't work this time, we're gonna keep trying, okay? You should probably just move in. Because I want you to be the daddy. Yeah, I do.